So this month, with much of the continental United States plunged into sub-zero temperatures and ice skating returning to rivers and ponds like it's a 19th century novel, we thought it would be appropriate to talk on a bonus Patreon episode about an unusual industry from early American history before artificial cooling technology, and that is the ice trade. So we're going to be talking today about harvesting, storing, shipping, delivery, cold drinks, and preserved foods, all from the era before artificial refrigerants, and even artificial production of actual ice. So this was a huge economic force in early 19th century New England and upstate New York that is now almost completely gone. I mean, it's completely gone from the natural ice side of things for sure. But just like with water rights, ice cutting rights became a really thorny area of the law. It's kind of amazing to consider today that you had this industry where you were freezing ice, preserving it, moving it, and selling it, and it was almost like printing money if you were one of the companies that managed to get in on this early on. The water was basically considered to be free under the law, at least initially. The transport and preservation of ice, obviously quite expensive, but the profits were basically astronomical. So if you were one of those early companies that could get in on the ground floor in New England or upstate New York on that early 19th century ice cutting and ice shipping, then you could just make enormous amounts of money with that, with basically the most free resource there was.